Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I'm Conrad, and today I'm joined by a new voice in the shape of one Annie Norman. Hello, Annie.
Hello.
As is normal on Fool's Daily, for anyone who's new on the podcast, you get the opportunity to do a 30-second gamer bio. So,
excellent.
Annie, how did you get into gaming? What's your gaming history then?
Well, I started years and years and years ago, mostly just painting models, but it was about just over 3 years, I think, I got back into Warhammer. So I've been doing tournaments since then, started around Firestorm Games. I think I added up, I've done about 50 in the last few years, big tournaments, small tournaments. Done a lot of stuff with Vampire Counts, so I went on to Chaos Gnomes. It's kind of slowing down a bit just because I've been running the Dice Bag Lady. But yeah, just mostly playing lots of Warhammer.
So, Chaos Gnomes.
Yep.
Go on then.
They're a bit infamous. They're Chaos Dwarves, but they're in a very nice farmyard theme, but also a very not nice farmyard theme, because the chaos is seeping out of them a little bit.
Legally. Okay. I think I have seen pictures of this army as well. What sort of things have you got in it then?
So the Kadai Destroyer is a lovely horse with flowery hair, but it's also bleeding from his eyes. I have Bull Centre Torok is Dirty Uncle Torok, who is a ram in a sheepskin jacket. The rest of the troops are fairly normal, but they're dwarf warriors converted with gnome hats. So it sounds a bit off the wall, but it kind of makes sense when you look at it and look at what the units are. I'm quite fond of them.
Have you actually managed to win any prizes with that or not? Because
it sounds very
unique.
I started winning a few painting prizes the end of last year with them, so it was quite good because I spent a lot of time converting and painting them, making sure they were all, you know, the right representation. And I think there's a lot more work gone into them than you'd kind of think, you know, first glance. The more you look at them, they're quite endearing, I think.
I think one of the big things was with Warhammer is obviously the amount of troops, but taking on a project like that is a huge thing anyway, so kudos to you for doing that. You mentioned my days of Warhammer have long gone, unless 9th changes that. I've not played any 8th at all. The last edition I played 7th, but I've played every edition from 1st onwards up till 7th, but the army book sort of ruined it for me in terms of playing it at a competition level anyway, so. But I've still got some of my armies. I've still got my beastmen, my vampire counts, my demons, and my dwarves.
Just a few armies.
Yes, I have sold some. I've sold my lizard men, and I sold bits and pieces as well.
So I'm starting to get a bit bored because I've been doing I've been moving around a lot the last year or so. I haven't really had a regular gaming group, so all my games have been at tournaments, and Chaos Dwarves are quite. That's very unadaptable. You pretty much take the same list or a variant of that same list all the time. So I've kind of just been a bit quiet on Warhammer at the minute. So Saga coming along was pretty good.
All right, we'll talk about Saga in a minute. You mentioned something about dice bags.
Yes, I am the Dice Bag Lady. So I sell custom made-to-order dice bags. Do you want to know the details, or shall I leave that to the end?
We can do that now and at the end.
Ooh. So if you go on the dicebaglady.net, you'll be able to see lots more information. I am makemeadicebag@gmail.com. Twitter @thedicebaglady. Basically type the Dice Bag Lady into most websites and you'll come up with some of my stuff.
Hopefully.
So it's, it's basically to hold dice counters. Pretty much whatever gaming system you play, I've got some kind of yarny goodness for it. But you really need to have a look at them, and they'll make more sense.
How do you make those, Annie?
They're crocheted bags, and they have a felt image on the front, kind of hand embroidered. It's all completely done by hand by me. I do some of the smaller ones, like Malifaux gem bags, and they have little clips on, so you can clip on your belt or on your bag or whatnot.
Well, they sound cool.
Yeah, they're cool.
And how much do they sort of go for?
Variants on the image, because that's the really difficult part. But around the big dice bags are around £30 to £40 at the moment. Mm-hmm. Smaller gem bags about £15. I've started doing super mini bags for about a fiver that just holds one set of D&D or any kind of role play set dice or just wounds. So I've been using the mini bag just with like 20 gems inside my dice bag for wounds for models in Warhammer. Okay. So yeah, it's quite variant, but quote up.
And I've seen some of these bags, and they look very, very nice.
Excellent, thank you.
There you go. Right, on to Saga. You got into Saga, what, this year? Or last?
Kind of the end of last year. I saw them at Colours, and after that, I think I then saw them at Warfare again, and slowly been amassing my troops.
And do you play more than one faction, or just...
Just the Normans, just because I haven't had much time, so I thought I'd use the Normans purely because my surname's Norman, so...
That's fair enough.
All I wanted to do was go to a tournament and have Normans, and so that's why I chose them, but then kind of learnt what they did afterwards.
So we went to a tournament last weekend on the 7th and 8th of June at Firestorm Games called the... It was UK Grand Melee 2014. And it was a Saga event comprising three games on the Saturday, three games on the Sunday. I, unfortunately, could only make one day, but it was still good fun to go up and play some games of Saga. And I went on the Saturday, but you went for both days, didn't you?
Yeah.
What did you think? I mean, the event was what? Three games, three different scenarios on the Saturday. Were they the same scenarios on the Sunday as well, or not?
They mixed it up a bit. I think there were four scenarios altogether, and then they mixed it up. So I think the end one was the same as the first one. The first one on the Sunday was something different. It was the never-ending horde, which was quite fun. So your men don't really die, they just keep coming back on. And I kept having a big block of knights, which is quite good because it reminded me of Warhammer. I had a black knight buff in Dark Age game. That was quite fun.
Right. So, I mean, you took your Normans. I took my Normans as well. But I didn't have a completely painted army, but I know people because I've been wargaming for a long, long time. And I know the Gripping Beast guys from years ago, so I managed to borrow some painted warriors and levy so I could actually play. I had a really good time. The scenarios were slight amendments to the book scenarios, weren't they?
Yeah, I quite like some of the changes. It felt like it was a bit of almost an errata on the rules that kind of sharpened a few bits up. That was quite good. Maybe a bit more. Yeah, just kind of a bit of a plus on it. So, for example, you got the victory points for each chap killed. But in the book, you only get the points if you kill the whole unit.
Yeah.
And what I'd been finding as being mostly shooting was that I'd get them down to one guy. Then the one guy goes behind a load of other guys or behind a tree or something. I'm just not going to get the points. So it was
runs away behind a hill so they can't be seen. Yeah.
So what sort of stuff did you take with your Normans?
It was we had to take 6 points of stuff, didn't we? I took 3 units of mounted half guard. A unit of warriors, crossbowmen, a unit of normal warriors, all these were foot, and then a unit of levy.
Okay.
What did you take?
Different to mine. I had the same 3 big mounted units, but I had two mounted units of warriors, 1 mounted unit of half guard, 2 levy archers, and 1 crossbowman unit.
So you had lots of points then.
I just have loads of troops. But I'll get into this skirmish game with small models and then somehow take the biggest list. I was going to have 3 units of mounted warriors, but then I started running out of time painting with that. They could be half guard.
So were you allowed to use all of those units all during the week? Or did you have to write...
That's still just 6 points.
Oh, so, is it?
Yeah, three units mounted, 2 units of bowmen, 1 unit crossbow, and obviously the warlord.
Wow, so you've got a bit of flexibility
it's
there.
It's just because the warriors are 8-man units, it looks like loads of stuff.
Yeah.
And 12 guys in the levy as well. It's like quite a huge-looking army, really.
I mean, I like some of the changes. Simple things like if you were the defender, generally you were allowed to roll 3 Saga dice to place on your board.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying about the plus from the book, because that's not it, but it kind of... makes it a bit easier, you know, the playability a bit better.
Yep, yep. So, how did you get on day one?
Day one, I got a win in the first game, so I was quite happy because I was a bit worried because I'd only played a few games before so far. I'm going to get my own spoon back. But I got a win at the start, I got a loss, and then I got a draw. So I thought, well, I've kind of averaged out and I've got a win. So whatever happens on Sunday, I won't be throwing them in the bin.
So you did better than me because I got a win in the first game. I played Welsh in the first game. And then I lost my next two games. I played Vikings and Pagan Russ, which was not a very nice game to play.
I had Pagan Rust in that game as well. Was that the Clash of Warlords?
Yes, it's the one where they had this sort of zone in the middle that no one else was allowed to get into. So it was like a separate game going on and then everything else going on around it, yes.
Yeah, so we didn't move because he kept doing the...
Frozen Waste or something?
Yeah, so there's no point in me moving. So pretty much by the end of the game, it looked like we hadn't started and it was all just in the Warlords fighting, gaining points, but neither of us were very good either, so we only got a couple of points out of that one. I was surprised that it turned out a draw, because it was just a bit of them slapping each other with rubber chickens.
Except you were on a horse, though.
Obviously. On a horse.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think I lost that 2010. That was a scenario called the Challenge. But yes, he put up the Frozen Waste, which is a Pagan Russ ability that essentially restricts movement to 4 inches, is it? Small?
Small.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many inches they all are.
I think it's 4 inches, yeah, because it's VS is 2 inches, S is 4, M is 6, and long is 12, yeah. Yeah, but it made everyone on the board move 4, including mounted troops, and it also restricted shooting ranges to 4 inches as well, so... It was, we forgot...
Three units of shooting as well, so he's not going to come to me and there's no point me shuffling up.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. He ended up moving up and basically hammering me because he had rather large units. He had 8-man units of half guard and they put out a lot of attacks. So, yes, it wasn't very nice. But I really enjoyed it because I got to play... I mean, I've played Vikings. My regular gaming opponent plays Vikings. But I got to play, like, the Welsh and the Pagan Russ on that first day. So I got to play some of the other factions, as it were.
Yeah, I found it really good. I think I played 4 different factions that I hadn't played before, which was a bit scary because I don't know anything, I don't know what you do. So I was kind of having a quick look at the board, seeing what the general gist of what their, what that faction's thing is, and then forgetting and then...
And then just doing your thing.
Some really horrible, what are you doing? Oh, all right, so I just take my guys off, okay.
So how did you do on day two?
Day two, I'd done all right. I was feeling a bit rough after the evening, but I...
Because of alcohol, potentially?
We went out for some beers, because we did... went on the Friday and we had some beers, so it was a generally a bit rough weekend. But it was a jolly good time. But I got John Harrison, the Shield Walls chap, first thing on Sunday. And he had John's Vikings, so I somehow managed to smash him up. Then I got
beaten
lost.
By a girl.
What?
Beaten by a lady.
Exactly. I got a loss and I ended up with a win that I didn't expect because it was all kind of going into a horrific loss and then a few things went wrong for the chap and ended up getting a win. So, I've actually done quite well. So I got 3 wins, 2 losses and a draw. So somewhere above mid-table mediocrity from the first tournament. I was quite pleased with.
That's really good. Are you going to hunt around and go to more?
Definitely. Yeah, after that, I'm a bit. Don't really want to do any Warhammer at the minute. Because it's all different. I'd only been playing 4 points up until then, and against Anglo Danes and Jom's Vikings all the time. So I hadn't had the other range of playing against the other ones.
Yeah.
Hadn't really played scenarios, because I've been doing a lot of teaching other people how to play and just doing the Kill the Warlord scenario. So I hadn't really done those different play styles, so it's just really interesting. Just get a change of scene, a few different people, even though we managed to bring quite a few Warhammerers along, trying to slowly convert some of that tournament crowd into coming along.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great game, and being able to sort of play in a tournament or an event, as it was really good. And the other thing was the new people, the new factions, and the changes in the scenarios during the event really made it for me. We also got a really nice goodie bag from various people. There was a Gripping Beast exclusive Standard Bearer figure.
It's awesome.
We got some fatigue tokens from Groundworks, wasn't it, I believe?
Foreground.
Foreground, yeah, I always get those.
There was a Little Big Men Studio transfer as well for the banner bearer, which was really nice.
Yep.
So I was thinking about doing Vikings afterwards.
And there were some very nice trophies, and also there were some prizes donated by you as well.
Yeah, so I donated a couple of dice bags with shields on, like Dark Age style shields, and the woolen spoon, which more and more tournaments are picking up, which is pleasing me.
Which I really, really thought was quite amusing.
So it's a crocheted woolen spoon rather than the wooden spoon, usually with a little tag. Sewn felt tag on, same for what event you were, so it had Grand Melee 14 on. The chap who won that, he got best sports and he got best beard as well, so I think he got all three best prizes, really.
Oh, right, so let's talk about the best beard then. I didn't realise there was a best beard, because I would have had a go at growing a beard.
I've got to read the rules pack.
I did the week before, which is not enough time.
I think I read it on the train up in fairness.
Oh, so you actually were a contender for the best beard.
Yeah, I did enter last minute with my kind of authentic historical Jack Sparrow beard. But it matched my hair because it had some nice plaits and beads in it. So there was an overnight tie-in discussion as to whether it was me or Jack with his big manly beard. But he rightfully got it because he had spent like 2 months or something growing it.
I think there were small birds living in his beard.
Yeah, but I did get a consolation. I got the newly awarded most innovative beard prize. I got some Little Big Men transfers, which I was pretty pleased with.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice.
Good.
So I think we are running at 70 minutes, so that's we're going to have to close it now. But I just wanted to give you the opportunity to go over the Dice Bag Lady contact info again.
Okay, so you can find me on Twitter, so it's at the Dice Bag Lady. Facebook.com/thedicebaglady, thedicebaglady.net. If you want to just email me directly, it's makemeadicebag@gmail.com. Basically any idea, anything you want basically in bag form, I could probably do it. So even if you're not quite sure, you know, your army's purple, that's pretty much all you've got, email me, we'll kind of chat it out and figure out what would look really cool, you know, match it to your flags or theme.
And don't forget woolen spoons.
Yes, if you're running a tournament, come talk to me about a woolen spoon, because they're getting quite creative now as well, as all sorts of different themes going on with all these different events. I got my first to America as well. My first spoon to America. I've got plenty of bags.
Oh, that's really good. Well. Congratulations. All right, then. Well, thanks a lot, Annie. I've been Conrad. Annie. Yeah, you've been Annie. Goodbye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.